influenced me in my competitive nature. He was 3 years older than me, and he was a very good athlete. And I think 3 years must be just the exact right age to be the older sibling that kicks your butt just enough, but you can compete with.
Right. What's the age difference between Holland and Jake now?
That's 3 years.
As 3 years. There you go. Worked out. There you go.
So my brother Kevin was very, very fast and could throw a skim a rock, you know, for a long way. But he started playing soccer early. And so we'd play out in the yard and we'd play basketball and ping pong and tennis. And we were always super competitive, and I could almost never beat him. And so that was part of where I developed my competitive nature.
But you had a lot of motivation too. One of the things I think about, you've overcome so much.
Well, you know, the Michael Jordan story, you know, film that came out,
The Last Dance.
You know, he would take, you know, little things that somebody would do or say about him, and he would turn that into motivation.
Right. You're on the list.
Yeah.
He kept a list.
Oh yeah.
Right.
So when I was in elementary school and high school, I would be called names. I was severely bullied. I didn't have any friends. Very, very few. I had a few at church, and that was important. There were many, many times when I would just be crying on Sunday night, having to go to school on Monday morning, and just
what age are you talking about?
You know, anyway, you know, 11, 12, all the way through my junior year of high school. I would literally there's a particular word that starts with F and about homosexuals, I would hear literally five times a day, and I knew I liked chicks. that wasn't a problem. But it was really, really hurtful, and it was painful to my core. And when I was in about ninth grade, I really, really thought about, you know, what is it at my core that I really wanted? And what I wanted was respect. I just wanted to be respected. You know, they didn't have to be my friend. They didn't have
you're
to.
You're in ninth grade and you realize
ninth grade. And I just wanted to be respected, and just, you know, they didn't have to be my friend. Didn't have to hang out with me, but just treat me okay.
Right.
And so I thought about, well, who over time has garnered the respect of the world? And the guys that I came up with were Leonardo da Vinci, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and Michelangelo.
I didn't know who those guys were until I was like in 11th grade.
So I looked at those guys and I said, okay, well, what were the principles that those guys held in common that made them garner the respect of the world? And you think about them, and they all respected the common man. They all thirsted for knowledge. They all were passionate about whatever they were doing. They all were willing to take whatever they were doing and sometimes fail. They were always pushing the envelope. They loved right and wrong. They believed in teaching. They loved women. They loved the beauty of this world. But the biggest thing, in my opinion, that all those guys held in common was they all were able to stand against the tide of common thinking.
Right.
And that was huge to me. And so I started applying those things to my life, and I quickly discovered that I liked me better.
Right.
So I was happier and more confident, even though I was getting all this negativity from school.
You came up with this on your own.
I'm lucky. I'm God given.
Because people paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in self-help books and motivation books and therapy and psychotherapy, to find this out with professionals doing it. And then as a grade school kid, you figured this out.
I had a lot of time on my own. Okay. The bus would get to high school an hour before. I would literally walk around the high school and talk to very few people. Right. They would get me there early, and I would, you know, so, and my brother was great, but he was off doing his social thing. And my sisters were 3 years younger than me. They were very focused on being popular and hanging out with their crew. My mom was, you know, trying to take care of all four of us because dad was off, very successful in the commercial food sales industry. But mom was herding cats, you know, so I had a lot of time on my own. And, so I thought about, you know, how do I apply these things to myself? And, over time I liked me better. And then, started playing soccer, and that was like the one area, that I, with the exception of playing the drums, that was pretty cool. I had a pretty cool drum set. But playing goalkeeper, that's the one place where I really kind of had success. Right. And
the most important part of that, like I've heard two things now, and someone told me a long time ago, you have two great relationships in your life. Two most important ones is relationship with God and relationship with yourself. And once you're comfortable with both of those, then your relationships obviously get better with others. Soccer was a big part of it, and you had a good junior career, right?
Well, I was decent. I had my first coach was a fellow named Dick Balti, and his son was Mark Balti. He was my star striker, and we played together since we were 6 years old all the way through high school, along with a couple other guys, Dr. Richard Reagan, who is our ophthalmologist now, and Mark Halbrin, and Philip Garner, and Mark Halbrin. These are all guys who I would play, so a couple seasons a year with, and then all the way through high school. So we developed a really strong crew, and our coaches were Dick Balti, and then a guy named Terry Tucker. He was passionate about the game, and he knew the game, and he loved the game, and he instilled passion about the game. And then my high school coach was very good, a fellow named Jim Mitchell, and we won state championship together. We won in 1981. I was able to be a part of the team that we were only scored on one time,
because you're the goalkeeper.
Well, I had an amazing defense. Wow. And I was only scored on one time during the regular season. That may be a record that still stands in Georgia. I don't know. But we won state championship 13-0-1. And then I thought about trying to figure out where I wanted to go. Clemson was my first choice. Mm-hmm. I actually got accepted, and they told me to take the preliminary, the ACT. And I took the math, did fine, did the English, did fine, but I took the German. My German was a real problem. And so they said, we can't accept you based on your German. So then I had to scramble. And so I ended up going to Auburn, where one of my best friends was, a fellow named Mark Lolas. And so while I was there, though, what God was doing in my life was he was allowing me a year of maturity. I was very, very thin. And so I was able to develop for an extra year. And I played for my favorite team ever of just the guys on the team was my junior amateur team. We went to the national championships for the McGuire Cup under the 19s. And for our company was, our club was called Data Graphics. And we got third in the nation at the McGuire Cup. Obviously a really strong showing. And so after that, I was able to call Coach Ibrahim and said, hey, I'd like to come try out for the Tigers.
All right. I want to get into that because I knew Coach Ibrahim well. You played for him. You coached with him. You know him. You knew him about as well as anybody can know him. And he had some different motivation for you as well. And I want to tell the story and how it led to two national championships.
Great.
Can you take a break? Can you hang on?
Absolutely.
Of course you can. Well, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Coach Ibrahim was a lot like Coach Wilhelm. He didn't really mince words too much. He pretty much told you a lot he thought at the time. I've heard Sean tell this story. So for all those that might be told a little bit, you're not good enough, wait till you hear this story. Short break, much more right after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Metal Depot's formerly Metal Building Supply would like to remind you that during this time of change and new normal, we're still here to help and serve. Metal Depot's is your leading supplier of metal buildings, along with roof and wall components, with superior quality and competitive prices. Call or stop by to speak to one of our material specialists at 864-295-0506. We are located at 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont.
Edwards Auto Sales has been here for you through these trying times. June brings 0% financing for up to 72 months on most 2020 models. 2019 Ford F-150s continue at 0% for 84 months. If you are tired of chasing huge advertised discounts and prices you cannot qualify for, look to Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, a family-owned Ford dealer for over 57 years. Straight pricing, fair trade appraisals, no dealer or dock fees. Stop by and save today. Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, or shop online at edwardsautosales.net.
Flattening the curve has quickly become a new buzz phrase in our daily lives. At JanPro of the Western Carolinas, their goal is to help your business stay ahead of the curve by ensuring a safe and clean environment for your customers and your employees. JanPro of the Western Carolinas performs a thorough evaluation of your business and then goes to work with infection prevention in the following manner: using EnviroShield, an electrostatic disinfectant spray, performing deep cleans at your business, using hospital-grade disinfectants, utilizing cross-contamination prevention, cleaning with flat mops, and installing HEPA filter vacuums, which trap nearly 100% of particles. Infection prevention is what JanPro of the Western Carolinas is in business to do for your business. Call 864-458-3053. Be prepared, gain knowledge, and move forward with JanPro of the Western Carolinas, 864-458-3053.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zach's Fireworks. Big Zach's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted fireworks packages starting at just $19.99. Big Zach's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson. Open year-round right off I-85, exit 27, or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zach's Fireworks.
If you're a business owner, you're familiar with this situation. Health insurance rates have soared, so have deductibles. Your group is mostly healthy, but every year the rate goes up. You know, there could be a better way. It's not right for everyone, but we've helped a lot of people. If you and I were to sit down and review a few strategies together, and I identified $25,000 you had no idea you were losing, is that a conversation you'd want to have? If so, call me at 864-INSURE-YOU. That's 467-8738. There's thousands of people who do what we do. I'm proud of my team and the great work we do. In fact, we were just recognized as the best insurance agency in the upstate. Thank you for believing in us, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. I'm Guy, the insurance guy. My company is The Insurance Source, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get four unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and four free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. Four-line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to one per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
For Chelsea over here. We're talking some soccer. Sean Cartmell joins us on it. Legends Friday. In this Rocky, Rudy type of deal here, you come to Clemson, and I've got to imagine there's a lot of great coaches to be a walk-on and to transfer into a program or to get, you know, a smaller scholarship player or whatever to a program. Coach Ibrahim would seem like a very hard guy to work your way up a depth chart. Tell me about where you started this Clemson career and what he told you about what kind of goalkeeper you were, and remind folks that then we'll get into the maybe the greatest team in NCAA soccer history, maybe.
Well, I remember showing up the first day I came to his store, which was downtown, and I remember he couldn't meet with me right away, so he called Nnamdi Nwakaecha
By the way, how good was Nnamdi?
Phenomenal. I mean,
how big and strong and massive was that guy?
He looked like Apollo Creed. I mean, he was that amazing and beautiful a specimen of a physical man.
Bigger than Christian Nwakaecha.
225 pounds of pure muscle. Oh. But he and I ate at Schnello's, and then Coach Ibrahim was available, and I jumped in the coach's Mercedes with him, and we rode around campus, and a tornado came through. And so we parked the Mercedes in between a couple of vans that were down behind the tennis courts when the storm went through. And then afterwards, we pulled out and went down to where the soccer field was. And Les Jones was coming by, and we checked in with Les Jones. Les Jones just passed away, unfortunately. But I remember him well, and he said that a couple of trees had been down. But my first day in, there was a tornado.
All right. You have confidence in who you are, confidence in your ability, right?
I did.
But he didn't have as much confidence in you.
Well, let's put it this way. My first 2 years here, I was behind the backup goalkeeper to a fellow named Jamie Swanner. Jamie Swanner was the goalkeeper for the 1984 Olympic team. So I was riding a whole lot of pine, and that was okay. I understood that.
Right.
But I was always working, and I would actually do something. Coach would choose two goalkeepers to play in a scrimmage. If I was not on, then I would literally go around the field doing push-ups, sit-ups, running, ballistics, knees to chest, juggling. I mean, side to side.
On your own.
On my own, mm-hmm. not coached, not asked to do it by anybody. But I knew that there was no way that when you're talking about Nnamdi Nwakaecha, Bruce Murray, Eric Eichmann, Gary Connors, Paul Retenis, these guys are amazing, amazing athletes. And I knew since day one that I had to do everything, absolutely everything, in order to just stay on the field. So I one of the first things we do is try to run 2 miles in 12 minutes. I get through. I was the fastest goalkeeper to complete it. I was at 13 and a half. The goal was 12 minutes. But I was so tired, and I was literally crying and throwing up. I tell my son all the time, if you're not crying or throwing up, you haven't worked hard enough. And so I got done with that run, and I'm seeing yellow, and I thought, there's no way that I'm going to make it back up to Jervy from this facility, the track, unless they piece by piece take Jervy apart and build it around me, because I couldn't move. I was so exhausted.
Yeah.
So I get done with the end of the first week. Every day they tell me I come back. By the end of the second week, coach says, okay, I'm going to put a list of who gets equipment in the locker room. I go to the locker room. My name's on there. I call my parents, mom, dad, I got shoes. I couldn't believe it. I was ecstatic. I was just so happy to be here at Clemson and be a part of this team. And I knew that I would before practice, I would put in an extra 45 minutes of weight training before practice because I was skinny. And eventually it paid off. But so Jamie Swanner eventually graduates, and it's the spring of 1984, and I'm in my dorm room, and I'm not asleep, and I get this God-given vision. It had three components to it. First of all, that I was going to start a game for Clemson, which is not crazy talk. I'm a goalkeeper, and, you know, that's possible. The next was that I was going to start indoors for the national championship. That's crazy talk.
Yeah, that's crazy because every game was outdoors.
Yeah, for the national championship. All right. National championships always played outdoors. Well, that's crazy. Third part was that I was going to save penalty kicks to win a game for Clemson. Again, not crazy talk because I'm a goalkeeper,
right,
but still weird that I would win. So that afternoon, I was all, I mean, this vision was so specific and so God-inspired and powerful and brilliant. And I could see, you know, the details in this. This was, you know, like being an overcharged battery. So I went to training that day. I'm like, I went to my assistant coach, Greg Andulis. I'm like, give me balls, you know, shoot. And at the end of it, I said, I'm gonna start a game for Clemson this year. He says, good luck with that. Because he knows what's coming.
Right.
A week later, coach calls me into his office to give me the talk, to tell, as he was telling everybody, where he sees them fitting into the team for the following year. I walk into his office and he says, Sean, and this is a quote, if you ever want to play college soccer, you need to transfer because you will never play at Clemson.
How about that?
I say, coach, I believe that I'm going to start a game for you. He says, look, you're a good kid. You got a good attitude. You try hard and everything. Here's the deal. I got the Parade All-American coming from Virginia. I got the other Parade All-American coming from St. Louis. I got the Missouri Valley Player of the Year. They're all goalkeepers. There's just not going to be a spot for you. I said, we'll see. I said, I'm coming on in August. He says, you know, show up if you like, but there's just not going to be a spot. I said, okay. So I continued in the weight room, busted in the weight room, just really made a difference for me. Come around to the first day of training, there are 9 goalkeepers trying out for the team. 9. So by the end of the first week, I am at best fourth string. Because they have the orange and white game, and I'm not on the dress list. They have the team photo. I'm not in it. Three keepers are. I'm not in it. So, I'm going thinking back to this vision thing, and I'm like, when's this going to happen? We get to they schedule the first game, and it's here at home, and I'm not on the dress list. So I get on my motorcycle. I had a medium sized street bike. I go up in the mountains. I'm blowing off steam. I'm just really raging through the mountains. Come back, and I as I'm coming back, I'm going, okay, I'm gonna rah rah team go, be a good teammate. And as I'm parking my bike outside the dorm, my roommate's flagging me down out the window. I'm like, what? He goes, Tim's sick.
Oh,
you have to dress. So I sprint down to Derby and I get dressed, I'm like,
yay, Tim. Good job, Tim.
I'm like, there's a sign,
Right.
So I get dressed. I don't get to play, but I'm feeling really good in this vision thing.
Right.
We go through the rest. The next games, the team goes off to Indiana for a tournament. They lose 2 games, come back. Throughout the rest of the season, due to injury, due to sickness, I'm the backup. I'm the backup through most of the season. And actually, we had a home game against Virginia. Coach didn't feel like Tim, was having a good game. So he put me in at 0-0 at halftime. So I'm vying for the starting position. So we get through to the first round of playoffs. Coach starts Tim. Tim plays. First game is at NC State. We beat them. Come home. Next game is at home against Alabama A&M, the number one team in the country, most of the Nigerian national team. I mean, these guys are physical specimens, amazing. So,
you guys aren't seated very high.
I'll get there.
Okay.
So, they're ranked number one. So, we go down the field three times somehow in the first 3 minutes, and we score three times. And so we're ahead at 30 minutes in. Tim goes up for a ball, comes down on his shoulder, separated shoulder. They literally drive the ambulance onto the field to cart him off. So I go in, and I play pretty well. We win the game 3-1. They had a late penalty kick that I came really close to saving. But I felt good.
Beat number one.
Next game is away on AstroTurf at Virginia, number 3 in the country. My first start. I go back to Greg. I said, I told you. He said, you better play well. So we go up there, and I play pretty well. Gary Connors toe pokes a ball past their goalkeeper, 1-0 us. Come back home. We're in the semifinals for the national championship. We fly out to Los Angeles. We beat UCLA 4-1. Fly back home to Clemson. And then we fly out to Seattle, Washington, to play in the Kingdome indoors for the national championship. It's the only time the national championships were ever played indoors.
Right.
It's crazy. Crazy. And I'm just like this overcharged battery. I saw this. With 10 minutes left, Maxwell Amatatera takes a shot, deflects, hits the post. Gary Connor finishes. 1-0 us. 5 minutes left. They get a indirect kick. They score. And I'm pulling the ball out of the back of the net. I'm like, this isn't how the vision's supposed to go. So continue to play. Minute and a half. We get a corner kick. We get a double header. We've tried it a million times in practice. Never worked in practice. Works in the national championship. Coach Ibrahim implemented it. Yeah. And we score with a minute and a half. We play kickball for a minute and a half. National champions. Unbelievable. It's great. It's fantastic. Awesome. Great. But then I'm going back to this vision for myself, and I'm going, but there's a third part. Well, because we won the national championship, we got invited to the World Collegiate Championships in Las Cruces, New Mexico, to play basically the Mexican national champions versus the American national champions, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So the morning of, I wake up with pink eye. I call a promoter.
That was not in the dream. That was not.
That was not. Call a promoter. Promoter calls a friend of his. He's literally racing an IROC Z car across town, drives it over to me, gives me an exam. I during the game, ball goes out at the other end. I'm doing drops in my eyes. Yeah. 30 minutes in, Gary Connors gives a little shove to one of the little Mexican guys. Boom, red card. We have to play a man down against the Mexican national champions.
Yeah.
2-2 after regular time. 2-2 after overtime. Going to penalty kick shootout. I saved, not they missed. I saved 3 of their 4 penalty shots.
Yes.
And got most valuable player of the World Collegiate Championship.
How about that?
That's a good day.
You were told you'll never play for me.
Yeah.
You're not good enough. You want to play, you got to transfer.
Yep.
World champion.
Yep.
I love it, man.
It was a good day.
I have, what do we have here, buddy? Time what? I have 3 minutes. You call this 1984 team the greatest.
So
how do you say this?
All right. So some trivia on top of all this is, can you name the college sports team that has beaten the highest ranked teams to win a national championship in any sport ever?
I can. 1984 Clemson soccer.
We beat number 1, mm-hmm. number 2, number 3, number 4, and number 15 on the way to the national championship. And we were ranked number 24 out of 24.
24 out of 24 going into it.
Yep.
You beat number 4, which was?
NC State.
Number 3, Virginia.
And then UCLA.
UCLA's 2, and Indiana, Alabama A&M's 1.
And then Indiana was 2, I think.
Yeah. Unbelievable run, huh?
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll come back. I want to talk about your coaching days. And then, if you've noticed, I've kept John Hite over there. We need to give him some Chelsea stuff because he's all Chelsea'd up over there. He's all just in love with Chelsea on everything over there. So let's take a break if we can. and come back and talk about the second national championship ring. Which one do you have on today, by the way?
I wear the second one. It's a little fancier. I got the diamond.
Oh, we moved up in our championship.
But my daughter, Holland, is sporting the original 1984.
I love it. All right, let's take a break. Come back. Much more. It's Legends Friday. Sean Cartmell joins us. Much more right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
I'm a Tiger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304 4249.
Summer is here and it's time to shed that dad bod, get more energy, and perform like a stallion when it counts. Call Low Country Male today and get on testosterone replacement therapy. For just $200 a month, our team will have you feeling like a new man. Plans include testosterone, labs, medication, and unlimited doctor visits. We also have a huge selection of ED treatments starting as low as $5 per day. Want to get bigger, stronger, and last longer in the bedroom? Ask about our P-Shot specials. Come help us make man men again at lowcountrymale.com. 843-920-3066. Pelham Road in Greenville.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Are you in constant battle with mosquitoes outside your house? Well, stop smacking yourself in the face and call Mosquito Joe. Whether it's playing ball with the kids or cooking out with friends, Mosquito Joe treatments allow you to enjoy your yard without the nuisance of pesky mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas. No more itching and scratching, and no more wasting time on smelly products that don't work. Visit MosquitoJoe.com or call 864-777-7132 for more information and your $39 first treatment. With Mosquito Joe, outside is fun again.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Are you looking to relax, spend time with family, or cruise the open road with your new motorcycle to get away? Founders Federal Credit Union is offering low interest rates on recreational vehicle loans. Whether you need a boat, jet ski, ATV, camper, or a motorcycle for your next adventure, we can help. Relax, it's time to play. Whichever big toy you choose, a recreational vehicle loan from Founders Federal Credit Union is a smart and affordable way to pay. Founders features flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online or Founders Mobile App, and fast, friendly service. Plus, applying for a Founders recreational vehicle loan is easy and can be completed online. Simply visit foundersfcu.com/summerfund to get started. Visit foundersfcu.com to see if you qualify for membership. Whether you need a boat, jet ski, ATV, camper, or motorcycle for your next adventure, we can help. Relax. It's time to play. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One. Trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
It's a great time to get a new 2020 Ranger Supergroup 4x4 from George Coleman Ford. This XLT features 4x4 transmission with a 2.3-liter engine, just $33,580 plus tax and tag at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest, where you never pay any hidden fees. Another reason why their customer service ratings are the highest around. Get your 2020 Ranger 4x4 today at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest. Includes $1,000 rebate. Offer expires July 6, 2020.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Even welcome back, Legends Friday. Sean Cartmill's joining us now, two-time national champion. We went over the one time where you beat numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, beat every team out this way. You went from the best third or fourth team goalkeeper to the goalkeeper saving penalty kicks in a world championship. Clemson's first national championship, but not the last national championship. You were coaching on that second national championship.
How'd right. that go? Well, basically part of what happened was can I talk about going to England?
Sure.
Okay. So
by the way, we have, John makes me get off the air now. We have about 10 minutes.
Okay. So after I graduated, I got a call from a friend of mine who said, hey, can you come do some coaching for some 13-year-olds? So I said, sure. So I went and did the session, and this is in Atlanta. And I did the session, and afterwards, one of the fathers comes up to me and says, you're Sean Cartmill. I said, yes, sir. He says, you won a national championship. I said, yes, sir. He says, have you thought about playing professionally? I said, well, I've thought about it, but I haven't been able to make anything happen. He says, I know the youth manager at Leicester City in England. Would you like to go?
Yeah.
2 weeks later, I'm on a plane.
Really?
I go. I'm at Leicester City for 6 weeks. Had an amazing time. Go to training one day. Knew that Paul Ramsey had played for the Northern Ireland in the World Cup of 1986 in Mexico. I said, Paul, do you have anything that I could have that says World Cup on it? And he says, I'll take care of you. Next day, he shows up in front of all the other pros. In the bag, brand spanking new, national team issued World Cup jersey from 1986 from the Northern Ireland. I have it here in the studio.
How cool is this thing, man?
With the green embroidered crest, shadow material, number 16 on the back. And I was like, holy cow, what can I ever do to repay you for that? He says, I'll go downtown and have a Bailey's with me. I said, I don't drink, but I'll go have a Bailey's with you.
Yeah, yeah.
And we did. It was great. I wore that jersey to the Grand Prix of Monaco. Got offered $2,000 on the spot. Did not take the money.
Good for you.
It was awesome.
And it's not like you probably weren't loaded at the time, too. So, you know, $2,000, a lot of money at that point in time, right?
But so I was training. I was training with unbelievable players at Leicester City for 6 weeks. And then the manager comes to me and says, Sean, I've got good news and bad news. I said, okay. He says, good news. Bad news is your time here at Leicester's done. I'm like, oh, crap. He says, you have to transfer to Chelsea. I said, okay. So I transferred to Chelsea. I signed with Chelsea. I played at Stamford Bridge for Chelsea's second team. And we literally won the national championship for the second team division for Chelsea. So I added another national championship doing that. Afterward.
So that's basically where you finished third in high school, but high school, college, international college, and EPL stuff.
Yeah.
How about that?
And then so at the end of the season, I got to know the equipment manager pretty well. He after the last game, he reaches in the team bag. Jerseys are all sweaty. Grabs a jersey, throws it at me. It happened to be number 7. Happened to be Pat Niven's jersey, who happens to be the captain of Scotland, national team. And gave me this, I mean, it later was named Chelsea Player of the Year. So I have the Chelsea Player of the Year jersey from 1987.
Oh, cool. Huh?
So then I called my dad at the end of the season. I was like, Dad, I'm here. You know, can I go to Europe for a few weeks? 6 weeks I go. I'm in Italy. Coach Ibrahim calls me. He says, I've got an opening for an assistant coach. I said, I'm there. So I come back. I for 3 years.
Was that a hard decision?
Not at all. I wanted additional education.
Right.
Didn't know exactly what I wanted to do, but that was easy. And so I came back, and fortunately, we had a great team. Bruce Murray was a part of that, and our assistant coach, main assistant coach, was a fellow named Johnny Roots, brother of Jamie Roots.
Right.
Johnny did an amazing job as an assistant, and we were able to win a national championship. And
at home,
I learned a lot from coaching with Coach Ibrahim, because he had a doctorate in chemistry. He understood how to put things together, and so I you could come up with suggestions, but you had to back it up with whatever whatever logic to whatever you were thinking. So, and he had a real talent for understanding the game at the very highest levels, and understanding how to combine players who would make good combinations, like Eric Eichmann and Gary Connors was an amazing combination, as well as Pierce Tormey and Bruce Murray.
It probably helps you now in taking ideas to Julie, right? Tiger Sports Shop, right? You better come up with a pretty good idea.
Well,
but she
yeah.
takes your advice a lot, I'm sure.
Well, listen, I'm a pig in slop. Here in Clemson, because I get to be here every day and work with the amazing Julie Ibrahim. She has a great business mind, and I learned so much from her. I use my MBA. I went after I was here. I did my MBA at the Citadel in Charleston, and I use every inch of it every day here at the Tiger Sports Shop, getting to work for her. And let me give one other shout out to some of my cohorts there. Patty Nichols has been there 35 years. She is amazing.
Patty runs the show. I've seen her in work. She runs the show.
She's the Bruce Murray of seriously. I mean, you just get the ball to Bruce. You know, coach would say, get the ball to Bruce, and he would go score. Patty, can look at a garment that a salesman has, and she knows immediately that's going to sell, that's not going to sell. She's super. And Teresa is our even keel. And then we've got Josh is our technical guy who does an amazing job with our website and all our technical stuff. And he's really super.
I've got some tough questions for you. Sure. I've given you softball so far.
Yeah.
But the 84 team played the 87 team. Who wins?
That's a tough one. It's really tough. I think the 84 team wins on heart.
Guts.
But the 87 team would have been superior in talent.
Right.
I mean, you're talking Bruce Murray, Pierce Tormey, Tim Genovese in the goal. Joey Feinberg was an amazing defender. I mean, so he marked Eric Winalda out of the national championship game. Eric Winalda didn't have a sniff. Mm-hmm. Eric Winalda.
Yeah.
He had no answer for Joey Feinberg. Chino Alice was the most powerful freshman I've ever seen.
Great defender.
Paul Retenis, All-American, captain.
He won two,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So all right, the guys that won two, Retenis, you player coach Ibrahim, obviously, right. Anybody that was played on 84 and 87 team?
Jamie Roots.
Roots played. Yeah.
Chris Dudley, Tim Genovese.
Okay.
And, if I was going to give a shout out for a potential, Hall of Famer, I'd say Tim Genovese,
all right,
because he played the bulk of the minutes in 84 and I was able to be there and finish it off, but he was also there in 87.
Yeah.
And in the goal for the final game in 87, that's who I would.
What did it feel the difference? There's a difference in a player and a coach, obviously, but there's a difference in atmosphere in the Kingdome compared to Rick's Field. I was there for that Final Four, working it, but you brought the program out, and John, I did the program stuff. We'd been at Clemson Printers. Mr. Milford did it for right down there. It's great. But what did it. Had to feel great at home, man. Those huge crowds.
Yeah.
A little bit different than the Kingdome, huh?
Right. Well, so the Kingdome was cavernous.
Yeah.
And you played on, they had a very, very hard AstroTurf field.
Which is tougher on a goalkeeper because
how fast. If you're hitting the ground, it's tough on your hips. But it was great for my drop. I used to hit a drop kick. My drop kicks were, because of adrenaline, I was pinging 75 yards and hitting Bruce Murray in the head at 75 yards.
Love it. All right. Greatest player you ever played against?
Tab Ramos would be up there.
NC State? Or
NC State. NC State, yeah. But every time when we played him in the playoffs, Coach Ibrahim made it very clear. Every time Tab touches the ball, he gets crushed. And we, you didn't have to tell Paul Retenis and Gary Connors that twice.
You'll crush those guys.
And so.
Greatest player you played with?
I had a high school guy named Lane Kenworthy who was on a youth national team. It was a great, great player. Played at Chelsea with Roy Wagerly, U.S. national teamer. Bruce Murray would be, you know.
That was my next question. The greatest player at Clemson, because you saw Nnamdi.
Yeah.
And you saw Bruce, and you saw a bunch of other ones in there. Greatest player at Clemson?
Bruce.
Really?
Yeah. He was so athletic. Yeah. And had, he, you know, you talk about some players having twitch.
Yeah.
His entire body was a twitch.
Yeah.
I mean, he could go from 0 to 60.
Where Nnamdi was different. Mine was his power.
He had, Nnamdi also had skill. I mean, I remember being at Duke, and the Duke defenders were just whacking his legs, and coach is like, go down. But, I mean, I don't go down. You know,
and that's a great accent for Central.
Yeah.
You know, that. I always do this with all of our legends, man. First of all, I can't thank you for being with us, but I always do this with our legends. Your family, I've had a wonderful time with your daughter, Holly, man. She's a personality, man. I've met Jake before as well. I know you're very proud of your kids. We talked about Wendy, but boy, there's a saying in life that's saying you can't fake your kids. And you don't have to fake yours, because I know you're very proud of both of them.
They're very proud. They're my greatest treasures, for sure. Yeah.
And they're different.
They are.
I told Holland, boy, I met Jake. Jake's is a great athlete and a great soccer player and all that, but she's got the personality.
Yeah. And the looks.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Thank goodness. Well, she said you kind of get the little mullet look you got going. We had a text earlier that said, Sean is awesome, great dude, well-deserved, but don't blame the mullet that you sported on God. And we saw the national championship pictures. The mullet was in. See, one thing Holland doesn't understand, that was a sign of the times, man.
Yeah,
that's what we did back then.
I'm showing Mickey a team photo from that's actually from the Umbro tournament. That's not the team photo from,
because you weren't in the team,
because I wasn't in it. Yeah. But you can see we are very mullet strong.
Yeah, y'all had great mullet game going on through all of that. Soccer is healthy. Chelsea soccer is healthy. Can you give a John? You texted in about John. I've got a couple of minutes here. You texted in John about choosing Chelsea. He made the right choice, in your opinion?
I do. I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Describe for the folks that hadn't been there, hadn't seen it, comparing it to an American sport, American love, American passion, the fanhood. Chelsea's a London-based team.
It is.
So there's 6 or 8 London-based teams in there that way. That there's rivalries inside of London.
Well, Chelsea got taken over by a German or a Russian oil man. Mm. I forget the guy's name. But since he took it over, he's put a lot of money into it, and the team has been very successful. I think it's Abramovich. I'm butchering his name, but team's been very successful because he's put the money in. What's cool? Part of what's cool about Chelsea is imagine a Clemson-sized stadium, but. Everybody walks to the stadium. Almost nobody drives to the stadium. They all take a train. They all live next door. And before the game, they go to the pubs right outside, get tanked up,
get lathered up,
get into, and then go into the game. And they sing the atmosphere with the songs are so great. I went to the FA Cup final of 1987, Tottenham versus Coventry. I was at Sardine Inn, 125,000 fans in the Coventry Inn. And Coventry had never been there to the finals, and they had an overtime come from behind 4-3 win, and the place went berserk. And it was the songs were so great.
Let me tell you this. In our finals minute here, the movie is great. The Sean Cartman movie, the Rudy. What's your movies again? The combination of
Rudy, Hoosiers, Rocky. And It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a wonderful story. And it's Legends Friday. I can't thank you enough for coming in and Holland for coming in, man. And I thank you for your friendship. And I look forward to seeing you at lunch here very soon.
Thank you. A quick shout out to Mike Noonan and the boys. Look forward to seeing them.
Well, two national championships at Clemson. That's currently two, because he's going to win one. He came so close a couple years ago. He's going to win one and win one soon.
Excited for him. He includes the alumni very well, and we appreciate it.
That's awesome stuff there. Great stuff. Appreciate Sean and Holland coming by. John, great job once again. And you're working with Brad coming up. So 6 hours of John Hyatt. That's the great thing about radio there. It's a great week. I certainly appreciate Sean and Legends Friday. Folks, I hope you have just an absolutely wonderful weekend. But most importantly, tune in on Monday. That's when we will see you right here on the radio.
Broadcasting live from the Prior.